This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And again, as I always say, and it seems to work sometimes, if you want text alerts instead of emails, simply text TRS to 77-222, TRS to 77-222, and then I don't send one out every night either. I figure we're all adults, figure it out, you know, we're on 5 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week, so I'm sure you can figure out where to find us. I jokingly say we're like horse manure on a ranch, we are all over the place. All right, I'd like to hit some of these stories pretty quick. Pretty fast, because there's some crazy stuff going on there that you need to know. And, you know, you need to do your own homework in some cases. Seriously. It's just like we were talking a little while ago with Sonia Schmidt. She can't, if you gave her 3 hours, she couldn't lay out everything going on here in California, Connecticut, Virginia, Massachusetts. I mean, there's a bunch of schools putting this this curriculum out there that is just detrimental to your children. It's bad for them. There's no reason that a third grader needs to know all about sexual organs, what they do, how they do, and how many ways you can use them. How about we teach them how to do reading, writing, and arithmetic first, right? California has schools in there, 43rd in the nation. 43rd. With all the money we spend on education, we should be among the top three easy. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's get at it. In the theme of voter fraud doesn't exist, well, except in Illinois. So the Illinois State Board of Elections now confirms, right, these aren't a bunch of right-wing lunatics, believe me, that non-citizens voted in 2018. Now, we didn't need tax money to figure that one out. That was an easy one. Right? They said the non-citizen voter 2018 election, hundreds more were improperly registered to vote. That's according to the Illinois State Election Council. All right? In total, the Illinois State Board of Elections said that 574 non-citizens were improperly registered to vote. And out of those non-citizens, 19 fraudulently. Now you know that it wasn't just 19. There's no way to really check it in that light. When they say that 19 fraudulently voted, what they mean by that is that 19 fessed up to voting fraudulently. That's really what they mean. We know that thousands across the country, millions maybe, across the country voted illegally. And don't think for a second, you know, you got places like New York and other cities now, New York City and other places that are looking to allow illegals to vote in local elections. That means school board, water board, city councils. You won't have to declare yourself a sanctuary city. They'll vote themselves as being a sanctuary city. Secretary of State Jesse White, he called it a programming error. Not a programming error. You know it's there. It's easy to fix. I've been in computers most of my life, most of my adult life. Once you find the problem, it ain't that hard to fix. Unless you don't want to fix it. Non-citizens were improperly registered to vote. Now, we've seen this happen in California, right, these motor voter laws, but they have all kinds of safeguards in place. Well, there's safeguards to make sure the illegal gets the vote. They're not safeguards to make sure that they don't get the vote. And they say it's already been fixed. State officials said that the non-citizens have been removed from the voter rolls. Well, the ones you know of, anyhow. Illinois is a sanctuary state. It shields criminal illegal aliens from arrest and deportation. See, I think this is great. I think what's happening right now is perfect. You've got Virginia sheriffs, and when I say the majority of them, I don't mean 51%. I'm talking like 97% of these sheriffs. They've declared their counties sanctuary, Second Amendment sanctuary counties, which means, in plain simple English, they will not enforce any law that goes against the Second Amendment. It's that simple. All right? Think that through. That means that you now, I mean, there's going to be a civil war there. There's going to be some kind of civil war, whether it's legal or physical. I do not believe for a minute, I know some of my friends don't agree with me, but I don't believe for a minute that the military, this country's military, would turn on its own people. So if that governor lights up the National Guard, they will not turn on those sheriffs. It's not going to happen. And for you loons on the left who really believe that guns are so bad, so terrible, that are part of the vast and major sweeping killings that are going on across the country. The recent numbers came out that there were just over 400 million registered guns in this country. Now, if you really are very slow individual, then you will believe that there's only 400 guns in this country, 400 million. But I can guarantee you at least twice that. I would imagine many of these people also have unregistered guns. So just give me a little amusement here for a minute. Let's say there's 500 million guns in this country. And if you sit down and think about it, there's supposed to be 350 million people. Those are the ones that have said that they're here. Let's say there's 450 million people in this country. I'm telling you, I think there's so many more people here that we don't know about, right? They haven't stepped up to let us know they're here. I don't know why. I mean, if they're in California or New York, they won't be bothered anyway. But put these numbers together. If the left is right, and they very rarely are, if the left is right, then we should have a massive massacre every single day of the week in this country. And we don't. It's really that simple. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really, heat up your coffee and come on back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey guys, it's Sue Kosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, you know, just texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Look, I told her I wasn't going to hit it hard because everybody else is doing it. It's boring now. The impeachment. My understanding today, every time I tuned in for a few minutes, the Democrats have run out of things to say. They've run out of things to push. So think about this. They are repeating, you know, Schiff and Nadler and others. They're just repeating over and over again their same broken records. You know, the president abused his power, but he doesn't think so. Well, you know, I've talked to a couple of constitutional attorneys. Tomorrow I'm hoping to have Rick Green on the show, constitutional expert. The president has a right to set foreign policy. Congress doesn't. The president does. And him having a conversation and making deals with other presidents to make things happen for this country is not a bad thing. But they're on a broken record. They're stuck. You know why they're stuck? You know why they keep speaking about the same three or four things? Because they have nothing else. They have absolutely nothing else. If you think about this, if you think of what went down and what they're stuck on, under the rules that the Dems are using to impeach Donald Trump, they would have impeached Abraham Lincoln. Right? Think about it. Can you imagine if Schiff was around in 1864? He would have orchestrated an impeachment. Right? It would have been a Confederate impeachment. They would have been the Confederate impeachment managers. Right? I mean, think about this. For an abuse of power. There were a lot of decisions that Lincoln had to make, that Lincoln had to do on the fly, without the permission of the government around him. Right? Now, if you look at history, often in history, presidents take action that, you know, well, it advances themselves. It gives them the advantage politically. Right? I mean, every decision they make, especially if it's a good one, if it turns out right, it just solidifies their chance of getting a second term. There was some conversation around some city councils in the state of California. They said, look, the mayor shouldn't be allowed to speak in a year that he's running for office. And you think, well, that's asinine. And their attitude was that he'd get more screen time, more paper time, more on-air time or online time because he's the mayor and has to speak. Well, that's part of his job. So he doesn't get to do his job because he's running for office? Right? There was a recent book, Team of Rivals. The author recounts how Republican President Lincoln utilized the powers of his office to ensure that the Union soldiers in the field who supported Lincoln's re-election in 1864, were given a chance to cast their ballots. He went out of the way to make sure that that happened. Now, almost every state allowed for absentee ballots for troops. But Indiana did not. So Lincoln wrote General William Sherman. He encouraged him to grant his men leave to return briefly to the northern state of Indiana. Anything you can safely do to let the soldiers or any part of them go home and vote would greatly be appreciated by me. Despite the risk that it might compromise troop strength, Sherman did it. Secretary of War Edwin Stanton saw that the furloughs were granted. Goodwin quotes the Civil War journalist Charles Anderson, who wrote, "All the power and influence of the War Department was employed to secure the re-election of Mr. Lincoln." The government also provided Navy boats to gather ballots from the sailors. So did Lincoln use his power for personal political gain? I mean, think about it. So Indiana didn't allow the ballots. He knew the troops were for him. He worked it out so they could go home and vote. Now, see, his spin was that he was allowing American citizens, soldiers fighting in the field, to be able to exercise their constitutional right to vote. Adam Schiff would have been screaming, that's not true. The only reason he did that was to make sure that he was reelected. That would be Schiff's argument, and you'd have little Jerry Nadler on the back end, you know, supporting him for that. Schiff, that is. So the only thing that these guys want, the only thing that's going to work for them overall, the only thing that's going to work for them, is if Democrats get elected as presidents, Democrats take over the Senate, Democrats take over or keep the House, and they have total control. That's the only thing that's going to make them happy. You know, if you, those three things happened, you would never see an impeachment process again. Not once. It would be over. Don't agree with me? Think about it. Think about what they're impeached. And not only do these jackwagons impeach him on nothing charges, they go in and tell the Senate how they're going to operate, what they're going to do, what they're going to say, how the process is going to be. The Congress is in telling them that. And yet, when anything was suggested on how the Congress should handle this, they basically told everybody to shut up and sit down. Get out of the way. Definitely. Not a double standard, people, as I keep saying. It's a triple standard. According to NPR Politics, the election security boss says, hey, the problems, the security problems in the 2020 elections are now so much broader, so much wider, that they may not be able to ensure a proper election. Now, some of you are going, see, they're trying to hang Trump. I don't believe what that this comment was about. I think this is a real comment on what yours truly has been saying probably for 15 years now. Stick to paper and pencil when it comes to voting. It is so easy to screw with these computers. It's so easy to steal an election when it's been done by computer. Or online, for that matter. And this year, the brain surgeons in Seattle, they've decided now you're going to be able to vote by, you're now going to be able to vote by smartphone. And it's going to be a first in this country. One of the early shows that I did was around a young man that was hired by the DNC, right? The Democrats hired this guy. And he was out of Florida, and he was asked to write a program that would go in and change the outcome of the votes on those machines. You want to know how it worked? You want to know what happened? Got to come back. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Lots more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump,
House managers focused on the first article of impeachment, abuse of power. Democrats say the Constitution requires the president's removal.
Nobody is entitled to wield power under the Constitution if they ignore or betray the nation's interests to advance their own.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler argues the president chose to put pressure on Ukraine to announce an investigation of his political rival, Joe Biden.
He poses a continuing threat to our nation, to the integrity of our elections, to our democratic order. He must not remain in power one moment longer.
The House managers have all of Friday to continue making their case before the president's attorneys get equal time. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 26, the S&P up 4, and the NASDAQ up 19. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Show me your host, listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure having you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I'm glad you can join us. I'm glad you can get involved and engaged. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Lots you can get involved with, and you should get involved. Right? There's live chat rooms going on, I guess, on Facebook and on the website, the realside.com. We were talking about voter fraud, you know, the one that doesn't exist, or the left says it doesn't exist, and it does. I mean, when you have the election security person talking about how bad it's going to be, how hard it's going to be to watch over these elections, because once you go online, it's almost uncontrollable. And I don't care what some of you believe about the security. I mean, think about it. How many of you get a new credit card in the mail at least once a year, and not because you've asked for one, and not because yours stopped working? What happens? You get it in the mail. They tell you there was a breach, right? Millions of people have been breached on Facebook and other places. ATM cards are breached on a regular basis. So you don't tell me being online is safer, because it's not. And then those brain surgeons in Seattle, they've decided now that for the Seattle area, you can vote by smartphone. Because, you know, that's going to work out so well, isn't it? And it's going to be, you know, it's the first in the nation to really have U.S. elections. I guess it's going to happen in King County. And some of it will be open to some voters. They're kind of testing it. Why would you test it on a live, large, or live important voting cycle? Like the presidential voting cycle. This doesn't make any sense to me. Do it on an off year. Do it with a local election that's on at an off time. You know, many of these small municipalities, they have their elections on the off years, in non-congressional election years. Why not do it then? Would that make, I don't know about you, but for me, I think that makes much more sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We'll see how that turns out. We'll see if they don't get more votes then they actually have registered voters, right? Here's one woman. You know, remember, we told you she was going to get crazier and crazier and crazier. Remember this? There's a woman that she had a dream about her boss. A sexual dream. She had a sexual dream about her boss. And now she feels uncomfortable around him. So she's suing him. I told you it was going to get crazy. Right? You get down to the point now where anything that happens to you, anything, is somebody else's problem. Somebody else's issue. They did it to you. Remember, I told you that years ago, I told you the Democrat Party was becoming the party of non-responsibility. What I meant by that was nothing is their fault. And you know, we both know it won't go anywhere. We all know this is not going to get any traction. But I told you, you know, it once it started off, and anything goes, you can be sued for not calling somebody by the proper pronoun or whatever, without even knowing. Not like you get a tattoo on your forehead, right? That nothing would stop. It wouldn't stop there. And here's something that'll make the left crazy, just drive them totally out of their minds. Most Americans want to elect candidates who support abortion restrictions. Right? I mean, and this is a poll that was recently taken. This is not, it's not a surprise to me. I've been watching it come down the pike. I've been watching more and more people talking about it. This is exactly what they want. Look at, when the Supreme Court came down in the 70s, when they were talking about Roe versus Wade, third trimester abortions were a no-no. They weren't taboo because people wanted them taboo. The court said they were taboo. It really is that easy. Now, at the Women's March, I can't play this because there's too much swearing in there, because the left is so nice about conversation. But there was a young lady that was going through the march, with the women that were wearing those red hats, and was telling them about the poll that was taken. And these women were saying that those women who believed in abortion restrictions didn't count. Their opinion didn't count. What they wanted didn't count. That, I've been saying, it's a mantra of theirs. If you're not 100%, 110% on page with them, then you don't count. You have no credibility. Majority of Americans want to elect candidates to support restrictions on abortions. That's according to a poll taken just this January. A marriage poll conducted in conjunction with the Knights of Columbus found that 65% of Americans want to elect candidates who support abortion restrictions. 41% of pro-choice Americans also said they're more likely to vote for candidates who support abortion restrictions. So think about that. Right? So even people who are for abortions, 46% of those for abortions will vote to support a candidate who will put restrictions on them. So if you want to get technical about this like they love to do, you have almost, I think about 80% when you look at the way they break the numbers down, of Americans want some kind of abortion restrictions. You know why? See, they got enlightened. They got woke. To put it in your terms. And when I say that, I'm not making fun. Think about it. We have science now. That same science that you keep yelling at me as a Christian who believes in God. You can't believe in God. You have to believe in science. Well, I'm telling you, believe in science now. And here's what the science is. It's a baby. That's science. Science says that that blob of cells that they sold you in the 70s can live outside the womb in 19 weeks. That's science. Science tells you that you can detect a heartbeat. Couldn't do it in the 70s. But you can detect a heartbeat at 8 weeks. And I'm not giving you an out. I believe that life starts at conception. That's just me. Right? But at 8 weeks, you have a heartbeat. Now, in real life, in the real world, not in demo fantasy land, but in the real world, a person who stops another person's heart from beating is a killer. They're brought up on murder charges, are they not? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, most Americans want the court to reinterpret Roe, either by stopping legalized abortion or by returning it to the states. I am one of those people who believes you return it to the states. Let the states work it out. You know, it's a representative government. It's a representative government. So if you want to live in a state that's okay with abortion, if you want to live in a state that's okay with sex with 12-year-olds, you know, pedophilia is all right. If you want to live in a state that it's okay to teach sex education in kindergarten, then move to that state, move to that area. I'm not saying I agree with any of that stuff, but we are a representative government. If you want to move into a state who's okay with putting crosses up at intersections and in the middle of town and all that, then move to that state. If those crosses offend you, move to a state or an area or a town that doesn't allow that. That's what a representative government is about. I mean, you just look around the country. Look, we have it here in Los Angeles. We truly have a gay, lesbian, transgender city. They're very proud of the fact that everybody on their city council is gay, lesbian, or transgender. Their laws and celebrations are all around the gay and lesbian community. I'm not so sure that a conservative Christian is going to move into that area. It's a representative government. The people elected are elected by the people who live there. And that's what they choose to agree with. That's what they choose to celebrate. Now, you don't see Christians. This is, I mean, real telltale sign, real big difference here. You don't see Christians doing protests through their area, telling them they have to come to Christ or else. Right? We don't have people pulling crosses through their streets, bleeding from the head. You know, you've seen those things. They're trying to reenact the crucifixion of Christ. We don't see that. However, the gay community feels that they have to come into other communities, have these gay pride parades. We have naked men with little fluffy things around their stuff, around their junk, and call you whacked because you won't allow your little kids to see all that. That's the difference between the two sides. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And again, I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're actually part of the solution and not part of the problem. All right? So, I am so tired. Again, I told you I was going to beat up the impeachment because everybody's doing it. But I love Jim Jordan. I think he's great. And Jim runs down the whole list of the nasties, Adam Schiff nasties. And as well should be. You know what I'm saying? Because the guy is lying through his... I don't know how. How dark, how sinister, how evil do you have to be to sit there, tell the United States Senate that they have to remove this man to do the right thing. They have absolutely no proof. He's sitting there lying, flat out lying about the call between the President of the United States and the President of Ukraine, totally dismissing. The man has never stepped up and gone after anybody else like they have Trump. I never thought I'd see. I understood it. I understood it from a knowledge, from a sense knowledge point. But I've never seen hate blind people the way that I've seen hate blind the Democrats towards this president. And I've seen hate in other people towards other people, but man, never like this. Take a look. Take a listen.
Everything he's saying. Remember, this is a guy who said we have more than circumstantial evidence that there was coordination between Trump and Russia to influence the election. That turned out to be false. Adam Schiff said that Nunes' memo was false. Michael Horowitz told us no, it wasn't. It was exactly right. Adam Schiff said you can trust the FISA court. Michael Horowitz told us last month no, you can't. They lied to the FISA court 17 times. Adam Schiff told us we look forward to hearing from the whistleblower. Adam Schiff said we've had no contact with the whistleblower. And then just yesterday, the story where he misrepresents to all of you, to Chairman Nadler, and most importantly, to the White House counsel, that Mr. Z is Mr. Zelensky, when in fact it was Olchevsky. So, but today we're supposed to believe him. He just talked for 2 hours and 15 minutes, and we're supposed to believe everything he said today. In spite of that history, where seven important things he had exactly wrong. So, yeah, when he talks about Sondland, he doesn't say that was all presumption. Mr. Sondland said that when Congressman Turner asked him under oath at the hearing. So that's the kind of game they're playing here. And again, I think the American people see through it all.
I agree with them. And if you don't see through it all, please, two things. Turn in your voter card and turn in your driver's license because you're a very dangerous person. The big one that he left out that I think Adam Schiff should be brought up on treason charges over. It was Adam Schiff who said over and over and over again. You can tell me if I'm wrong. I know I'm not, but you can tell me if I am. That he saw with his own eyes. Remember this one? Remember this conversation? He saw with his own eyes proof, evidence, that linked President Trump with the Russians. That proved that President Trump colluded with the Russians. How did that happen? How is it that it doesn't show up now? Now, if he's hiding it for political reasons, I'm talking about Schiff. If he's hiding this for political reasons, he deserves to be brought up on treason charges, does he not? If he didn't have anything, he should be impeached and thrown out for lying. I can't think of any other way to do it. Or any other reason. This is really sick. And he still has proven nothing. He still has done nothing. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We do have... We currently do have a constitutional crisis happening right now. You guys should know about it. Because I'm telling you that if we allow this to happen, if we allow this to go on, God only knows. I say God, I'm sorry. The Supreme whatever knows how rampant this stuff will run. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts, he's proclaimed January 22nd as a statewide day of prayer to end abortion. I'm surprised there wasn't rioting in the street by, you know, the pro-abortion groups. The Republican governor chose that date because it's the anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision in Roe v. Wade. Right? That forced abortion on all 50 states. The Wisconsin-based Freedom from Religion Foundation, who I lovingly refer to as the Freedom from Religion Freaks, they don't like the public prayer proclamation. The beauty behind this is the thing I love. Of the founding fathers, pretty much every one of them called for a national day of prayer. The ones that were governors called for plenty of times during a year would call for a day of prayer. And you would think that the guys that wrote this Constitution, they would all pick up their smartphones and call each other and go, hey, 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 yo, Johnny, Mr. Hancock, you can't do this. Right? Jefferson, you can't do this. Come on, you know, we have to have a separation of church and state. You know that. You can't call for a day of prayer? Right? Where were the Democrats when Roosevelt, remember? He wanted, matter of fact, he actually did a prayer on radio, calling for the Almighty to protect our boys that were over there fighting for freedom. Thank God the freedom for religion freaks weren't around then, huh? The co-president, Dan Barker, and Ann Laurie Gaynor actually claim it's unbiblical. What's unbiblical? Asking for people to seek guidance from God? Ben Franklin, during the Continental Congress, when they were praying to put everything together, or they didn't pray, they were arguing and fighting for days. 3 days went by, they didn't move it, they couldn't move anything. He suggested that they go back to the Almighty. They go back and pray to God, the one that gave them divine providence into winning this country. I mean, my God, they would have taken on Ben Franklin because they know better. See, the asinine thing about all this is if you read about what our founding fathers did when it came to God and prayer and what they opened up and what they allowed to happen, and these bozos today say, no, you can't do that. The founding fathers didn't want it. Well, for a bunch of guys who didn't want it, they were sure doing a lot of it. I keep telling you, look this up. Back me up on this. Look up what Jefferson used to do on a regular basis. The man that they stuck with the fact that he was the one that said that there was a separation of church and state. They wrongly say that he drafted the Constitution. Jefferson did not draft or any portion of the Constitution. But here was a man that when he was president, what did he do? He held church services in the federal building. Church. He used federal property to have church meetings. Talk about God. Get people saved. And to top it all off, because you can't have church without music, right? He had the Marine Band, the Army Band, the Marine Band, the Military Band, playing hymns. They played the music for the hymns that were sung in the federal building where they were having church. My understanding is thousands of people came out for these events, not the events, for church services. They even had to go to 2 a day back then. They couldn't televise them, so they had to bring them in, you know? So when these guys say there has to be a separation of church and state, it's very confusing. It's very confusing for somebody like me who doesn't have a degree in the Constitution. I have one. I have it all over the place here. But it's very confusing for me to understand that the things that our founding fathers were doing, documented, proof, today are unconstitutional. The guys that wrote the Constitution, we're finding out, didn't know what they were doing and didn't write it right because they go against themselves. So apparently they had some kind of dementia back then that we don't know about. This is the part that makes me nuts. The common sense doesn't prevail. Real facts don't prevail. The Democrats won't let it happen. So, the governor says, you know, you see it all over from people who attend prayer vigils to people who work at the volunteers at pregnancy agencies who work for our families. They help support one another. The governor said, we believe that's what's happening with Roe versus Wade. It's one of the darkest periods in our nation's history. Over 60 million of our children have been slaughtered since then. We want to pray to end abortion. You know, those of you who think we're cold and cruel because we want to allow a woman to have a right to choose, you have a right to choose. Even in God's eyes, you have a right to choose. But when did adoption become a swear word? Let them bring it to term. Give the baby to a loving home in a nonviolent way. You don't have to end its life in a violent way, because it is a violent thing. Watch it on the sonogram. Look at the videos they have out there on it. And don't tell me they're all doctored. Because if you believe that, then the only thing that's been doctored is your brain by the left. Hey, Joe Mazzini, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for being with the show, and tell your friends about it. Be safe, people.